This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beis Hashem Yisbarach, we were discussing the Shayfet Gidai. We left off in the middle in discussing who Gidai was and why he was chosen to be the Shayfet. We spoke about the Emunah. He's saying Yisipru Lanu. And we also said that amidst Hashem, this week we shall speak about the Maila and the Schus that Gidain was Sanigurial Yisrael. And he spoke, this is Perik Vav, Kapitel Vav. And the Psukim, Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit. So we spoke last week, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that the Malach approaches Gidein, Vayomer Eilav, Gidein Biadaini, Yiddishakma Tzachayitz Gitainit. He complained on behalf of Klal Yisrael to the Malach, Ayei Kol Mifloisov, Asher Sipulon Amisenu, where are all the miracles? Why in Mitzrayim were there miracles? And now Klal Yisrael is suffering terrible. V'atun etashtanu Hashem. Why? Says the Pasuk that a direct result of this taina, of this discussion that he has with the Malach, Vayifin Eilav Hashem. Vayomer Lech B'keichach Hazeh. You triggered something. This kayach that you have, take this kayach, Ve'ishatis Yisrael Mikaf Midyon, Haloi Shelachticha. I send you, I picked you, I've chosen you. You're going to be the next Shefit, the next Mashiach. What is B'kayachach Hazeh? What did he show? What was this tremendous kayach that Gidon shows? And because of this, as a result, he's chosen. So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim. The Ralbag and the Radak learn Poshit. He had courage. Gidon had courage. Conviction. The Malach comes to him. Another person will be startled. Malach, discussion. And if nothing phases him, he's there at Taimit Sachois for Klal Yisrael. He shows courage. He shows Gvura, strength. Lech b'koychach hazeh, take this strength of yours, this courage, the fact that you have in yourself gvura, and continue. And as the Ralbag and Radak point out, the Rebbe Yishev says, I'll add to that. Yoyev chachma l'chachima, those that are wise get extra wisdom from the Rebbe Yishev Leilam. You show that you're brave, you have courage, conviction, I will add to that, and with this you'll be matzliach, shlachticha, on your mission. This would be the Parsha Pshat, yet Rashi turns to the Medrash, the Tanchuma, that says, b'kaychacha, that he was melamed saniguria al Yisrael. Zot Rashi, b'kaychacha zeh, b'kaychacha zchus hazeh, shelomadeto saniguria al bonai. That you spoke positive words of protecting Klal Yisrael. Chayis ketainit for the Klal Yisrael. The Malbim interestingly learns that actually it was the kibbut of the aim that caught, so to speak, the eye of the Malach. In the beginning of the Perik, Pasuk seems to go out of his way to elaborate on where this encounter with the Malach took place. It was in the fields of his father. Says the Pasuk, what was he doing in the fields of his father? He was doing the Avodas Karka, the work. Rashi quotes the Medrash that says that why was he doing this? He figures that his father, in case he gets attacked by the Midian, he won't be able to defend himself. He's younger, he's stronger, he's quicker on his feet. So in case Midian attacks, and obviously whenever they saw someone out in the fields, open target, they went and they attacked. Pasuk says, "Va'oimo, va'yomi malach Hashem, yishtachzeila shevaf ashal yosh avil ezri, v'gidayim b'noi chayveit chitim bagas." He was doing work in the field, lahanis mipnei Midian. And the Rashi and the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean, lahanis? It's in order to protect his father, that his father should be able to escape in case there's an attack from the Midianim on the field. Says the Malbim, that's the B'keichach HaZeh, this schus. The schus of Kibud Av Aim, at kind, he should put himself in such danger, sacrificing himself for the sake of his father. It's a Kibud Av Aim, and in this schus, you've been chosen, as they learned the Malbim. Last week we were Masbir, what's the Shaychus, the Kesher, to the Kibud Av Aim. So we said, and we say, no Sipulanu, maybe it has to do with the Emunah, that he ties his Emunah back to the fact that the father told him. And so, the Kibud Av Aim is part of the story here. It's all about, as Geven a good kid, he was a son to his father, and he accepted the Emunah from his father, which is interesting, because we're going to learn from the Midrashim and the Zohar that actually someone here was completely off the derech. It might even have been Gideon himself. Some Midrashim say he was a Kaimer ben Kaimer. Either way, for sure, his father was definitely not someone that you would look up to and respect. We spoke about this great length last week. The Zohar speaks that he was a Kaimer. He seemed to have been a Shklat Pikeiris, the Tata.
A Kaimer is a priest.
A priest, correct.
Yeah,
but he was
a priest, the son of a priest.
Yes. According to the Midrashim, and I try to say it instead of saying Rasha ben Rasha, I say Kaimer ben Kaimer, which is really where the Zohar says it. The point being, he didn't come from an illustrious rabbinic family. That's the point we're trying to bring out. And Afal Pi Kein, the tata, my father said, and he respects his father, and he's mechaber his father. Then we spoke in halacha, is there halacha to respect the father who is a kaimer, who is off the derech? Oh, we discussed this last week. Getting back to our point, how does the Kibud Av Aim fit in with Rashi's pshat? Rashi seems to learn that it was about Shalomadita Saniguri al Bonai. Is there a connection, the Kibud Av Aim, to that part of the dimension of the story? Does the Kibud, the Schus of Kibud Av Aim, have a Shaychus to the fact that he was Melamed Saniguri al Yisro? At first glance, it doesn't. What's one have to do with the other? Found in the Ksavim of Reb Simcha Zissel, Chachma Musar, he connects the two, as we will elaborate in, as the shir continues. Reb Simcha Zissel takes the two inyanim, the fact that he had Kibud Av Aim, together with the Saniguri, and he says it's actually all the same sugya, the same inyan, it's the same maila, the same schus, as we will explain. But we first have to understand, what is this inyan of Melamed Saniguria? That he was Melamed Saniguria to protect, to defend Klal Yisrael. What's the point of it? What's the maila? What's so special if someone's Melamed Saniguria on Klal Yisrael? Now, the Eibishter knows either Klal Yisrael deserves or doesn't deserve. I mean, we're not in a court, so to speak, that the Rebbeinu Shlom needs to be convinced by a defendant to defend Klal Yisrael. A jury needs defendants, needs someone to defend the victim. And by the Rebbeinu Shlom, how is this negeya? How is this so important that you're melamed saniguria, whatever it is, either Klal Yisrael, yes, chapas the shayat. We're going to talk about my Yishuv Rabbeinu. Well, let's discuss. You see, okay, so we'll discuss. We're going to get to the bottom of it. What's the mail of it? What's the point of Saniguria?
What is Saniguria?
Saniguria means to defend Klal Yisrael, to protect the honor of Klal Yisrael, and talk in a way that positive, schus, that even though Klal Yisrael might falter, they're not holding by much, but listen, it's Klal Yisrael, they have a schus, help them, do for them. What is the inyan of Melamed Saniguria al Klal Yisrael? So I saw Chachma Musar, Chelik Aleph, page Kuf, page Tes, Rav Simcha Zissel explains that the mile of it is to be Mishtatef Bitzar on the Yisrael. It's about caring. It's about being, so to speak, showing concern for Klal Yisrael. Could be it doesn't do much. Could be there's not much strength or any ramifications from the Saniguria, but the mere fact that it bothers you, that you bring up the issue, is called Mishtatef Bitzaran Shel Yisrael.
Is it the same type of thing like that someone in our generation who mom's filled with Tsar of the whole Kaifel? Is that the type of like he's being probably.
Yes, that's the point. The point is, it's not so much what you say, it's that it concerns you to say it, is what the Rebbeinu Shlom finds favorable. I'm going to read you the words of Reb Simcha Zissel, because it was a little bit interesting chidush. To me, it was a big chidush that's basically what Saniguri of Klal Yisrael boils down to. Says the Reb Simcha Zissel, V'hinei muchach mizeh, ki ha-meitiv im Klal Yisrael mamish kaviyachu, ki ilu heitiv la-kadosh baruch hu. So he explains, so therefore, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 years, Mamash, like what you brought out, that for 40 years Moshe was the, why? Because he defended. He defended Klal Yisrael by the Eagle and many other places. And he says, in Shoiftim, our story, we find the same thing, like B'koycha Choseh, B'koya Chaschus, Shalomato Saniguria, Pirish, explains of Simcha Zissel, Shinishtatev, Bitzaron, the Israel, Lahavin, Gaidla Inyan, Shalom Asatim, Tsaris, Lose, Af Yochid, that this teaches us how important it is to be Mishtatif in the Tsar of others. Now, if you look further on in the Chachma Musar, actually in page Kuf Tzadik Vav, he goes through the topic somewhat again, and there he adds an interesting Ha'orah. What exactly did Gideon say that was so Saniguriel Yisrael? You know, Rashi used the word, he brought up a schus. I don't see the schus really. He didn't really say very much. You know what a schus would be? A schus would be l'chayra, if I came and I said, you see, Klal Yisrael does this, actually look at something else that they do better, different. Don't focus on this bad, focus on this good. That would be a schus, right? Isn't that what I would call schus? Schus would mean I bring up something which merits them, something that's something positive that they do. Just to give you an example, to show you the extreme of schus and chayv, we all know the slavi, the Baal Ditcheva used to find schusim, that was his big thing, the Saniguria. So he always used to say, when people did Averis, Rebbeinu Shlom, take a look, at least they're ashamed, they do it in private. Look at the schus that they have. If they were really so bad, they would do it out more in the open and they wouldn't be embarrassed. So that's to try to find the schus within the chayv. I mean, here he says nothing, he's just tiny, ayei kol miflaisav, where are the miracles, why did... That's not a schus. That's not a Saniguria.
Well, if they would have seen the miracles, maybe they would have been better.
Oh.
Missing out.
So I'll tell you, it's a very nice pshat. And the truth is, you should be benched that you said it. Nobody says it. Nobody points out that Yekol Nifloisov was that had they only seen the schusim, it's a very nice pshat. And maybe they'd be better. Pasha pshat means, Rebbeinu Shlom, I taina, why don't you help them? Why don't you help them? It's not a limud schus. Why don't you help them? What?
He's saying that they're roi.
Oh no, he's saying that they're not roi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi points out on both points of his limud schus, so to speak, quote unquote, he points out that they're not roi. He points out A, if they're not roi, yeah, but maybe their ovus are roi. And if, let's say, the ovus are not roi, but you still did it for them, so why don't you do for the children who are not roi? Never does he say that Klal Yisrael is deserving mitzad what they did, unless maybe schus avos, maybe that's what you mean, maybe that's the pshat Rashi, You mean schus chusavis maybe, huh? You didn't mean that. So mean that. What's wrong? It's ganz good. It's good to pshat. You hear that? They zog tach good. El zog good. Du zog good. They de zog good. El zog. I ain't called the fly yourself. Like the Kedushas Levi would have said, had they only seen the flyers, why would they be gewalt?
Wasn't
the Yeshua
also the same?
The question is very posh. Where is the schus? Schus means he found something good about them. He didn't say one good word about them. He said maybe you should protect them even though they're not good. That's true. That's what he's trying to bring out. And even if they're not good and they don't deserve it, alpha PK. So this bothered me all my life. You should know this is a kasha that I had for many, many years. And if you notice, I even slipped it in last week into the shir by saying, you know, Limud Schus doesn't even have to make sense. You know, some of the stuff that the Kedushas Levi was bringing out, how Klal Yisrael is actually good when they were doing things which were not good, are almost unreasonable. And maybe Limud Schus doesn't have to be something which is reasonable. It's just something to hang the hat on, so to speak. The Banish Lim, give a cook, does that. Don't look at this, look at that. But this is not even that. And it bothered me. And I mentioned it last week, and I see that Reb Simcha Zisl says this. In page Kuf Tzadik Vav, he asks, V'hine mahoya saniguria. Loimatzinu shomar tfar schus. I was very happy to see this today. You see, Reb Simcha Zisl already is questioning, the whole schus is not here. What is he saying? Rak hisoyer liyos meitzra layim. The only thing is he showed concern that it bothers him. Yeah, that's it, says Reb Simcha. That's already called Limud Schus. It wasn't that he found anything good to say about them. But he was this order to bring up the point and say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, it bothers me. And maybe even there's no solution for it. Maybe they're right for not getting what they should be getting. But Afal Pikein, Echtaina, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Tudvei. The way they say in Yiddish, as a Tudvei Shchaitman, right? So he was saying, I don't even know what the answer is. I don't even know what technically they deserve. They don't deserve it. But Afal Pikein, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Yei Kol Niflois. This you see from Simcha Zisl, that this is the Nekuda, that there really was no, he didn't point out anything particular, schus that they had, that should be called the Limud Schus. And Afal Pikein, it's called Saniguria. So I want to discuss what's the pshat in the Kibbut of an Aim now in this connection. As I told you that Reb Simcha Zisl himself puts this together and he says, interesting, this is on page Kuf Tzadik Zayin, he says, I want to go one step further, he says, and I want to show you how this Yisoy that he was Meitzer, that he was nice about oil, that he cared and it bothered him, is actually the context of the whole Perek. And that is, like we spoke, that what was he doing that when the Malach came to him? He was working the field for his father. Kimon shenisrael menel lemaisa shu noisa ba'oil kol kachim oviv. L'sake in atzmoy b'shvil oviv zoch mizach katli yeshev dal Yisrael. Which is the Malmud shot. And he ties it in together with the Rashi's pshat. That it's the same pshat. He cared. He wasn't indifferent. Noisaboil means I care. I put myself out there because it bothers me. Do I have a solution? No, but I'm going to try. I'm going to kick and yell and scream and taina. Says Reb Simcha Zisl, it's actually in the context of, like we spoke from the Malbim, that the Malach comes to him while he's doing the fields for his father, because that was also effort exerted on his part to care, to think about his father, and to be concerned what happens in case his father gets attacked by Midian. I mean, I would have said it has nothing to do with the Yahweh. Where does the Kibbut of Ayim have to do with the Nice of Oil and the Limud Schus? Simcha Zisl and the Shmuyas puts it together. He sees that it's connected. What is the connection, Rabbi Yisai? Noisa ba'oil for Klal Yisrael And it's the same point that he was nice about for his father. He cared. It's Yiddish Zuckman, and again, Rabbi Yosef, forgive me every now and then, I like to go back to the Mamalush. I feel more comfortable
nice
and I explain myself better.
Nice to be on his
father. It's Gaitim in Lebanon.
That's called nice to be on.
Ba'oil, ba'oil. Nice ba'oil. Is Gaitim in Lebanon. Zakrib sim chazisel. That this Gaitim in Lebanon, which means, makes it concerns me. And I'm ready to do something about it. Is sigh for Klal Yisrael. And as well as we see in the beginning, this is the way it was for his father as well. So now I want to explain what is the Saniguria. What is the Ma'il of Saniguria? Because the truth is, it's called Lech B'Koychacho Zeh. This koyach that you have. It's a certain koyach. It seems like it's a unique, something unique, something which is a strength that others don't have. What is this koyach? So the truth is, the etzem we could come and say that the Ribbono Shel Olam likes very much when you say Saniguria, because there is, it's his children. You know, you come into a shul, the father appreciates when you compliment the kid. If you come into a shul where they yell at the kid, the father doesn't want to be there. No father wants to be where they're saying bad things about his children. So it could be the Indian of Saniguria is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, like the Chafetz Chaim explains, Lashon Hara. Why does the Ribbono Shel Olam care so much you speak Lashon Hara? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Bishlam, you hurt the other guy in business. And okay, all right, I hear that. But where you don't hurt the other guy, and the guy might not even know about it. Let's say the guy never finds out. Yeah. It doesn't hurt him ever in business. And yet you get who knows how many lavim according to the way the Chafetz Chaim enumerates the lavim. What's the big deal? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in many places, it's Pasha the Shiloh, the Brainish that looks at Klal Yisrael has his children. And he can't take when you talk against his children. So could be, this is the same in your Saniguria that Ribbono Shel Olam wants. You say good things about his children. Isaiah used to say over all the time that in Europe, there was a special expression used for people who talk derogatory against Klal Yisrael. It was called Zindikin, the Tarnit Zindikin. And for years, I met Europe Shehidin, Elder Yidin from Europe, and I always say, what does it mean, Matarnis Zindigin? Oh, yeah, Matarnis Yadin Shlech Ven Klal Yisrael. I know, so why is that called Zindigin? You have the expression, Stubby, you remember such things, Matarnis Zindigin.
You're not allowed to sin.
I know, you're not allowed to sin. But for some reason, the fact
to,
that...
To demean something.
To demean. Zindikin is to make the meaning that the other person is a balavay. And it was an expression in Yiddish, with tarnit zindikin.
You make it breaking up the arvus, that's why you're supposed to be together.
So you're saying, what happens if it doesn't break the arvus?
I'm saying it's a sign that you are the one, you're on one side, they're on the other side.
They're on the other side.
You're not talking about yourself, you're talking about, he's no good. I'm good and he's no good.
Altogether,
so the same
fear,
part.
If you're the
outlaw
and you hear one of your
that's what I would look. I look at it that way. That if you're the father,
yeah. But it's brother or sister, even if it doesn't damage the brother or sister, you're not happy about
it. But you say, let me tell you, this is one way to look at the Inyan of Saniguria. But I think the truth is, it's a lot deeper. The Inyan of Saniguria could be it does do something. It's there's a kaya. For example, we find. If you say bad things, it's ma'oyer kitrugim. Possibly that if you say saniguria, it's ma'oyer good things for Klal Yisrael. Reb Simcha Zisel, in his first thing that I spoke out, he uses cryptic lashon and he says. The Inyan of Saniguria, he says, we find it by Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he says something interesting. He says, "V'hine alimut zchus tzarich liyos al yidei Adam." It has to be through people. What's he bothered? I mean, why do you need limud zchus that me? I mean, what's the difference what I say? It makes such a big difference. Let in malachim, there's malachim in Shemayim. And then when there's a mishpat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then there's something cool, ketrugim, malachim. Why is there something important called a saniguria? And he speaks it out. That this is specifically, it has to be al yidei ha'adam. It has to be through a person.
Saniguria means defense.
Right. Why does the Eibishter, who knows everything, need your defense? That's the question, okay? Yes, what do you want to say?
Let's say you have your children there. You're the tati. And you know, you got angry at one of the kids. You're about to punish him, you're about to yell at him, you're about to, throw him in his room or whatever you're going to do to him.
Okay, so this is again...
And one of the brothers or sisters says, Tati, what are you so angry about? He's your kid, he's your son.
Uh-huh. You're saying that it has a bigger effect if it comes from one of the siblings.
So you're going to think, it's going to make it...
Even I, who have a very warm look at Tanakh and everything, I think we're going one step too far in that. It has to be through a sibling. I would tell you a little differently. Let me tell you what I would say, being that the time is short, so we're going to move ahead. There's a moiridig mechta melio, a pelam. I'm a shapel of the mechta melio. The mechta melio writes a question. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, like we said, defended Klal Yisrael. Tell me, did he get punished for defending Klal Yisrael? When he said, Lama Ryoisa Lama Zev, Lama Zev Shlachami! Of course he got punished. Abish told him, what are you showing bad? The bad, what I do bad? What are you talking about? Here, Gidon is saying almost the same thing. He's paraphrasing Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. Oh, Gidon, you're mega. God, Gidon, mega. Woo, Gidon, you found it. A one-line punchline. I face a half-little fella. To complain on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Nishmut. Lama Ryoisa is complaining for the negative. Why bid? I think that's what he means. He doesn't speak it out clearly, but that's Lama Ryoisa is the negative. Ayei kol niflo oisov is where's the positive. Which leads me to believe that the Michtam Eliyahu understood, and I quote his words, Lama mitzasanu kol zais einei kenel hulashin tefillah. Actually a davening, it's prayer. Say, I'm made the gavot rabeis. I see, made it, you hear? Lama Ariyasa is why bid. That's complaining. Complaining to the Eibishter is not the Mahalach. Tefillah, dasya. And I think he means to say, Ayei kol niflaisam. He didn't say the negative. The opposite. Ayei kol niflois, where's the positive? So Mamela is very tefillah. Tefillah? It's al yidei adam. The inyan of saniguri on Klal Yisrael, Rabbeis, I believe, is a way of davening for Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu shel olam. I express myself that there's chusim that you have to look at. So betayinas tefillah, which we know is one of the kaiches adam, man has a kaiche tefillah. The Rebbeinu Shalom waits for this tefillah. And I want to tell you something interesting. The fact that a person is melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, the yesod of it comes. And why? Because we said it has to do something with b'keichacha. So either it could be means b'keicha tefillah. Now I understand b'keichacha zeh. What kayach? It seems like it's a power or a strength that he had that nobody else had. It's something unique, something special. So either we could come and say, because the door was shvach, like you look in the Mefarshim, there was nobody else around. So to be like this, in such a door, this takes unbelievable strength. Or the pshat is, the keich hatfila maybe. To be able to dam to the Rebbeinu shel olam on behalf of Klal Yisrael is a tremendous keich. You look at the Gemara, Tainis, Chayni, Amagel, big sugyas, big tzadikim have keiches. Or maybe we could come and say another interesting there. The ability to focus strictly on Klal Yisrael and to do something about it. to be proactive. It concerns me to the point that I get involved. That's a tremendous kayach. It takes tremendous strength. A lot of people, they look at things and they say, it's status quo. What am I going to do about it? Status quo. What are you going to do? It's terrible. Gideon is waiting for the opportunity. He's not sitting still. The minute the Malach comes, the first thing that comes out of his mouth. You know, I would have thought the first thing that comes out of his mouth, he could have asked him maybe about ruchniyistic things. You know what it is when you meet a Malach? The Mefarshim even discuss, was it really a Malach? Was it a Nevuah? We're not even sure what this is. Was Gideon a Navi? Was he not a Navi? There's a whole Rambam Mer Nevuchim about this. Wouldn't you be startled if a Malach came to you? Would the first words out of your mouth be, Ayei kol niflois of Klal Yisrael? That means this was completely his focus. That's all that was on his mind, and only that was on his mind. Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. How do I go and I do and I help? What can I do to make for Klal Yisrael? And then they let the first point of opportunity. This is what comes out. Ayei kol niflois of a taina kamat. I want to show you something interesting. There's a shmuz from Reb Yeruchim. My ridiculous shmuz. How a person should be busy with Klal Yisrael. Simple things. A whole famous shmuz. It's called Melech Basada. One of the classic shmuz of Reb Yeruchim. He says, Noyach was being taught, don't sit in the teva and sit in the mizbeidus meditating with Rabbeinu Shleilam. You got to sit there, go down to the animals, feed them, do. You got to be lamaisa, yeah? And he has all shmuz like this. Melech. The Rabbeinu Shleilam is a melech, but what is he Isaac in? He's Isaac in details of people and problems in Klal Yisrael. All shmuz, it's in Parashas Noach. Hamamash Aganzi shmuz. Just to bring out the point, he brings two beautiful stories. He says he remembers that when he was in Kelim, the water, the Metilas Yadayim, so the water filled up, the basin filled up. So the altar from Kelim himself bent down to pick up the basin to spill out the water. So he turns to the altar from Kelim and he says, I don't understand. Such a menial job. For you, the altar from Kelim, I'm going to read it. Zechani pamachs b'kelim. Achashnot la kahanim is yideim l'duchen. They washed their hands in the shul. Laka chasab is karas amayim l'tzi. He himself went to pick up the basin to bring it outside. Ani b'omdi shom l'sisi l'kachas eisim men. I try to take it from him. V'hibit alai b'mabit kashal oimen. He looked at me with a stern face. Chadashat, you're a new guy here in Kelim. You don't get what's going on. It's just... If you understood Kelim, he said, you would realize that this is godless. To take the water for the Beis Medrash and spill it out. You would say the ultimate Kelim should be giving shmuzin. That's his job. That's it. He looks at me, what are you talking about? He brings the pas of Yisrael and Erez B'chali Melech L'sada Na'amayt. I feel with the melech, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shalit B'chol Eilamas. He's oisik to help, to do, to get involved in the detail. And then he says a very interesting at the end. I wish I could go through the whole shmuz with you. He says that in Kelim, there was a minig, a custom, every sukkis, they would sell the menial tasks of the yeshiva for money. They would sell it. Who will be the shamish for the davening? Who will be the shamish to clean the floor? Who will be the shamish to turn on the heat? Who will take out the garbage? You're not listening, Abbasai. You know what it is? We're so removed from Musar in such a way that we almost don't... It's a world that no shaykhs does. Could you imagine in Lakewood Yeshiva? I'm just thinking about it. Imagine they're selling Chasen Taira, Chasen Bereishis, And who's going to take out the garbage? That's what he said. I'm calling Rabbi Ruchim. I'm not Rabbi Ruchim, and the Sefer says that that's what he did to kill him. Sukkis. He meant Simchas Torah. Imagine Simchas Torah. They get up, okay. Who's going to turn on the lights? And who's going to take out the garbage? And who's going to flush the toilets? That does up to him, no? What's the pshat? And then he brings a amazing thing. He says, what's the pshat? He says, who had a lot of money. It costed a lot of money. They had to pay a lot of money for your jobs. Today you can't even pay the guy to do it. Take a guy, yeshiva guy, tell him to pay him, take out the guy, he won't do it. He'll start negotiating minimum wage with you. What are you talking about? Pum Faket, you have to pay and tell him to take out the garbage. I'm not making it up. It's here. It's club. Then he says, Asaboy Misapatomid. The altar was over a story about a person that had a long beard. And you know what he used to do with his long beard? He used to clean the Aron Kodesh, the Paroiches, with his beard. And he says, Kamrachaykim Anachnim, he said. Why? We want to live a life where somebody's Shrari. But the truth is, a person has to be able to go down, be busy with menial things if it means Klal Yisrael, if it means helping another person. It's a meir dik yisayt. I want to tell you over one mice. I know I'm late, but give me one more second. I was zeichet to go into Rav Shach many times. 50% of the conversations I have with Rav Shach, surprisingly, was Rav Shach busy asking me details about my private life, things, yeshiva, shidduchim, whatever the story. And I used to think to myself, what's so... the God Ladar, you're talking about... It was Rosh Hashiva of Rosh Hashivas. It was important for him to go down to the details of my life, every detail. There's no shy. And the answer is, when you understand that you're part of a Klal Yisrael, you go down to the detail to help, to be, even if it means to carry a water. I want to tell you all the mice from the Chazon Ish, this I'll end, Rabbi said. In the Haggadah that they put out from the Chazon Ish, there's a mice, a pelvic mice there. So I know it's a true story because Rabbi Chaim went through the Haggadah, so I know it's got to be a true story. Okay? There's a story that the Chazon Ish promised somebody he would come to his vart because he had a hard time finding a shidduch. Finally, the guy found the shidduch and he expected that the Chazon Ish would show up to his vart. Chazon Ish never showed up to the vart. 10 minutes before lockup time, Chazish pops in. Running in, so the guy felt bad. You know, it's not like I get engaged every day, you know? It took years to get here. And you promised me you'd show up. Chazanish felt that he was bothering. He says, I know you feel bad, right? Let me tell you what I was doing. Down the block where I live, there's a grocery store of Russian Jews. Russian Jews came from Ruslan and they opened up a grocery store. And their store isn't making money. They're losing money. And they came to me, why am I losing money if I can give them a bracha? So I said, it's not about a bracha. We have to see the finances. See where the problem is. Why are you losing the money? So I sat there going through the books with them. I can't even say over the story because you know what it does? It brings out what Gedolim were. He says, I sat there going through the books with them to show them where they're losing their money. And this took a very long time. Now you'll ask me, but I promised you I'd come to your vart. Let me tell you something. The truth is, what makes me the one who's responsible to make these guys, but you should also do it. It's your chiyuv as much as it's my chiyuv. So you had to go to your vart. I did you a favor. Instead of you having to sit by your vart to sit there and work with this guy with his books and two Russian people with their fruits and vegetables. So I sent you to your vart, and instead I sat there doing the books. Why is my chiv? And he left the yochi, you're also the chiv to do it. That's his chiv, to sit there with a menial, the details. This Rabbeisai is called a kayach Saniguri al Yisrael, which means you're there to protect Klal Yisrael. You're there to do for Klal Yisrael. even if it means that I'm ready to go and talk to a malach in a way, well, tell me, wasn't he afraid to talk like this? At some point, you start to tremble. I wish I had more time to tell you. When I went to Gedolim, I would tremble. Who knows what they see and what they know? And I would be scared almost to open to utter my mouth. Could you imagine when a malach comes to you? And he has the courage. Why? Because if it means that he puts himself in that situation for Klal Yisrael, he's doing it. Lech b'keichach hazu. It's a tremendous keich. To be able to put yourself in that situation with Taivas Klal Yisrael. This is Sanigur El Yisrael. And this taka brings Yeshua's and the Shaifet of Klal Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.